Dictation for Brenda Frost, F-R-O-S-T, May 2565. Addresses a letter to Lisa Ferguson, NP 5843976. Dear Lisa, follow-up for Brenda, renal transplant, 2021, University of Michigan, underlying polycystic kidney disease, last visit October. Diabetes, unfortunately poorly controlled in the 500. Her glucose monitor has broken, needs to wait a few more months before replacement. Taking transplant medications, since she stopped cell-set metformin, diarrhea has resolved. Weight is stable, no vomiting dysphagia, no blood melena, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, stable edema, trying to do low salt, no claudication symptom, discolor of the toes or ulcers, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, other review system is negative, medication list review, I'm going to highlight the Norvasc metoprolol as blood pressure, transplant on prednisone, and long-acting tacrolimus, university increased within the last month. From 2 to 3 milligrams daily on short long-acting insulin and Lipitor. Next paragraph, weight at 172, blood pressure 126.72. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. No kidney transplant tenderness, no ascites, minor edema, overweight, no focal, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from December. At that time, Tacro at 5.4 is considered therapeutic 4 to 8. Albumin creatinine ratio less than 30. Urine shows trace of protein, 1 plus of blood. No bacteria, 3 to 5 white blood cells. At that time, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Creatinine higher than baseline, 1.12. Baseline is 0.921. Normal sodium, potassium in the low side, normal acid base, albumin, calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ATPKD. So ADPKD, next number, disease, donor renal transplant, September 2021. Next number, a change of kidney function, probably from uncontrolled diabetes. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressants. Next number, diarrhea resolve of metformin and Telcept. Next number, liver cyst as part of the inherited disorder. Next number, clotted left-sided AV fistula. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, post-transplant induced diabetes, presently poorly controlled. She is on short long-acting insulin. The dose of the long-acting has been increased. I have no objections to any diabetes therapeutic group that you might want to use. He will refuse to do metformin because of the diarrhea. But otherwise, all the other groups can be used. New blood test to be done this week. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.